Will you please turn to 1 Corinthians?
请我们翻到哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书第十二章。
We will read from verse 14.
我们从第十四节读起。
Through verse 27.
读到二十七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书第十二章。
From verse 14 to verse 27.
第十四节到第二十七节。
I will read it in English and my brother will repeat it in Chinese.
我要读中文，我弟兄然后读，我要读英文，我弟兄然后读中文。
Verse 14. For also the body is not one member, but many. If the foot say, because I'm not a head, I'm not of the body. Is it on account of this, not indeed of the body? And if the ear say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body. Is it on account of this, not indeed of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where the hearing? If all hearing, where the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them in the body, according as it has pleased him. But if all were one members, where the body? But now the members are many, and the body one. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have not need of thee. Or again the head to the feet, I have not need of you. But much rather, the members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And these parts of the body, which we esteem to be the more void of honor, these we clothe with more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. But our comely parts have not need. But God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part that lacked, that there might be no division in the body, but that the members might have the same concern one for another. And if one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. And if one member be glorified, all the members rejoice with it. Now, ye are Christ's body, and members in particular.
哥林多前书第十二章第十四节到第二十七节。身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。设若脚说，我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。设若耳说，我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体居各安排在身上了。若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。眼不能对手说，我用不着你；头也不能对脚说，我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭着身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺乏的肢体，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
And then we'll read chapter 13.
我们在读第十三章。
We read from verse 4 through verse 8.
我们从第四节读到第八节。
Love has long patience, is kind. Love is not emulous of others. Love is not insolent and rash. Is not puffed up, does not behave in an unseemly manner, does not seek what is its own, is not quickly provoked, does not impute evil, does not rejoice at iniquity, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails.
第四节到第八节的前一半，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信。 凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee for gathering us together again this day.
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你给我们机会，再一次在今天能够聚集在你的面前。
We do gather in thy precious name.
我们是在你的名下聚集的。
We thank thee for the assurance that thou art with us.
我们感谢你，因为你向我们保证，你要与我们同在。
If thou art with us, Lord, who can be against us?
主啊，若是你与我们同在，谁能够抵挡我们呢？
We gathered here this morning, Lord, we want to hear thy word.
主啊，今天早上我们聚集在一起，我们要听你的话。We
want thy spirit to send thy word into the very depths of our being.
我们要求你的圣灵把你自己的话送到我们心的深处。We
pray that by thy word we may be transformed and be conformed to thy precious image.
我们要求你的话。 把我们自己改变，把我们自己磨成你的自己的形象。We
pray that thou will bless this time, that thou mayest be glorified.
主啊，我们求你祝福这段时间，好让你自己得荣耀。Something
be done on earth as it is in heaven.
有一件事你要做在地上，像在天上一样。We
worship thee in thy precious name.
我们敬拜你。 靠你宝贵的名
Amen.
Amen.
I do thank the Lord for gathering us together here this morning.
我感谢主今天早上把我们聚集在一起。
I thank you for your braveness in coming to this session.
我也谢谢各位今天早上那么勇敢的要来这里参加这个聚会。
Because we are entering into the gymnasium of Christ.
因为我们是来到基督的健身房。
You are not going to hear something pleasing and beautiful.
你不会听到一些让你高兴的而且美丽的话。
But hopefully you will hear something real and practical.
我们盼望我们今天早上所说的是真的，而且是实际的。
Well, when you go into a gymnasium, what do you do first?
当你到一个健身房，你第一个做的是什么？
Relax.
就是放松。
Because if you don't relax, you cannot exercise.
因为你若是不放松的话，你就不能运动。
So I hope, brothers and sisters, that you're all very relaxed.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹今天早上都放松。
And ready to do some exercise.
那要做一些运动的话,
to perspire a little.
是需要出点汗的,
to burn up some calories.
要把那个, 这个, 热量要烧掉一点,
that you may get a healthy spirit.
就好让你里头有一个健康的灵。
So this morning, what we are going to exercise
is 今天早上我们要一同有点运动,
the cross as the only way to body life.
就是十字架是要达到身体生活的唯一的路。
There is no alternate way.
没有一个其他的路。
If we want to really live body life,
若是我们真正要活出一个身体的生活,
cross is a must. Exercise.
十字架是必须的一个操练。
So I hope brothers and sisters, they are ready for it.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹今天早上是准备好了，要听这个。
Last Lord's Day, we talk about vision.
上一个主日我们说到了意象。
How we need a vision of the body life.
我们需要对于身体的生活有一个意向。
We are so individualistic.
我们是这样个人主义的人。
We always think of ourselves.
我们总是想到我们自己。
And we are all so independent.
我们都是这么样的独立。
That we seem to lose the vision of body life.
好像我们失去了对于身体生活的一个意向。
But when God saves us,
但是当神救了我们的时候,
even though He saves us one by one,
虽然他是一个一个的救我们,
yet His purpose in saving us is that we may be a corporate body.
但是他救我们的目的是要让我们成为一个全体的一个身体。
He wants to give us as the body of Christ to His beloved Son.
他要把我们给他的爱子作为那个他的身体。
And when the body is fully grown,
当身体长成的时候,
then it will become the bride of the Lamb.
就成为羔羊的心腹。
So body life, body and body life is in the very heart of God.
因此身体和身体的生活是神心中的事。
And this is something that we need to pay special attention to.
这是我们需要特别注意的。Now,
we need a vision of body life.
我们需要对于身体的生活有一个意向。
Just as we mentioned last Lord's Day,
上一个主日我们提到,
that David, by the grace of God, he caught a vision of body life.
因主的恩典, 大卫就得到了一个关于身体生活的意向。
In Psalm 132, he had a longing for the house of God.
在诗篇132篇, 他对于神的家,
And then following Psalm 133, he gave us a vision of what body life.
在下面一个诗篇，就诗篇133篇, 他给了我们一个关于身体生活的意象。
As a matter of fact, in David's own family,
那在大卫自己的家里,
It wasn't a beautiful picture.
这并不是一个很美丽的图画。
And because of that, he longed more for the beauty of the body life of Christ.
因为这个缘故，所以他心里对于基督身体的生活有一个渴望。
He wants all of us to behold it.
他要我们大家都能够看见。
How good and how pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity.
弟兄和睦同居，何等的美，何等的善。
I wonder when we heard this.
我想当我们听见这个的时候，
What will be our reaction?
我们的反应是什么呢？
Do we feel the same way as David did?
我们能够像大卫有一样的感觉吗？
Are we longing for it as David longed for it?
我们对这个是不是像有大卫一样的渴望？
As we look around,
当我们看四周，
Are we disappointed at the so-called body life that we know today?
我们会不会对我们今天所谓的身体的生活有些失望？
Do we really see brethren dwell together in unity?
我们是不是真正看见了弟兄们可以和睦同居？
Is it because we dwell together in unity?
是不是因为我们在一起和睦一起同居的时候？
Therefore, the oil will fall upon the body.
那是不是我们就看见了贵重的膏油能够流到他的全身？
That the Holy Spirit will really fill the whole body.
那圣灵是不是充满了整个的身体呢？
Is it because we are dwelling in unity?
那是不是因为我们在和睦的同居？
That the heavenly dew will bring life and life forevermore to us.
就是属天的甘露可以流到，可以到我们的身上， 那是永远的生命。
Is that a reality to our life together today?
当我们在一起共同生活的时候， 今天这是不是一个实际呢？
Therefore, we really need a vision of body life.
因此我们实在需要一个身体生活的意象。
Now we are not going to dwell on it this morning.
今天早上我们不会再仔细地提这个。
But I would like to ask a question.
但是我愿意问我们大家一个问题。
Suppose you have a vision of body life.
你若是有一个对于身体生活的意向。
Now what is your reaction?
你的反应是什么？
Is it because you have received such a wonderful vision.
那是不是因为你得到了这么不得了的一个意象？
Therefore, your spirit is liberated.
那你的灵就被释放了。
And you feel yourselves as if lifted to the third heaven.
好像你自己就到了三层天了。
And you feel that you got it.
你觉得我得到了。
Or do you feel that you are far from it?
还是你觉得我距离这个还是很遥远？
And instead of being elated, you are deeply humiliated.
不但你没有觉得你升高了，反而你觉得自己实在是降卑了。
Now, what kind of reaction do you have?
这两种中间，你的反应是什么？
Can it be that you have both?
是不是可能你两样都有了？
On the one hand, you find yourself being so uplifted.
一面你发觉你自己被实在是提升了。But
very soon, you find yourself being brought very, very low.
可是马上你就发觉你自己被带到最低的地位。
Now, why is it so?
为什么会这样呢？
Let us find some illustrations from the Word of God.
我们让我们从主的话里头看一些例子。
You remember the Apostle John.
你记得使徒约翰。
The one who wrote the book of Revelation.
他写了启示录。
Now in chapter 19.
启示录第19章。
He got such a vision of the marriage.
他有这么一个意象，是关于那个羔羊的婚宴。He
got such a vision of the wife of the Lamb.
他这里有这么一个意象，是羔羊的妻。And
he heard those who were being invited to the marriage feast.
他听到了这些人被邀请来参加这个婚宴。He
was so filled with joy.
他心里满了喜乐。
He was so uplifted.
他是里头这样的被提升了,
that he lost his head.
他就, 忘记事情了。
He began to worship the messenger instead of worship God.
他现在要敬拜那个传信息的人, 而不是敬拜神。
And once again in chapter 22,
在第22章,
he was given such a sight of New Jerusalem.
他看见了,神给他看见了,新耶路撒冷。
He was so taken up with it.
他心里面那么样的被这个事情夺取。
That again he lost his head.
他又是把他的冷静失去。
He worshipped the angel instead of God.
他在这里敬拜天使而不敬拜神。
Now, I want to know why is it so.
我就想要知道为什么会有这样的反应。
Is it because he felt he had arrived?
是不是他觉得他已经到了,达到了?
And he was so satisfied.
他这么样的满足,
that he forgot himself.
他就忘记了自己,
forgot who he was.
忘记了他到底是谁,
forgot what God was going to do with him.
他忘记了神要在他身上所要做的事。
So somehow you find something not right happen.
所以你就发觉就是有一件事情不那么对的在那里发生了。Then
I think of the Apostle Paul.
那我们看使徒保罗。
When you read chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
当你读到林后第12章的时候。
Now he was caught up to the third heaven.
他在那里被提到第三层天。
And he was caught away to paradise.
他带到乐园里。
And he heard things that could not be uttered.
他听到了隐秘的声音。
But what happened after he got such visions?
他得到了这个异象以后发生什么事呢?
Thank God, God allowed Satan to put a stake in his body.
感谢神,神让撒旦把一个刺放在他身体里。
To keep him humble.
让他谦卑。
To keep him weak.
让他软弱。
Until he learned the lesson,
一直到他学了这个功课,
that God's grace is sufficient for him.
神的恩典是够用的,
and his power is perfected in our weakness.
他的能力在人的软弱上显得完全,
and he began to boast of his weakness.
他就开始夸他的软弱。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we got a vision,
弟兄姊妹, 当我们得到异象的时候,
what will we do?
我们做什么呢?
We boast of our strength.
我们开始夸大我们的灵。
See, we were taken to the third heaven.
你看, 我们被带到三层天了。
And we heard in paradise something that could not be uttered.
我们在乐园里面听到了隐秘的声音。
We were so uplifted.
我们这样的被提高了。
We forgot who we are.
我们忘记了我们是谁。
So God reminded Paul.
所以神提醒保罗。
Even though you got such a vision,
虽然你有这么样一个意向,
don't you think that you are already there?
你不要觉得你已经在那里了。
There is a way to go to it.
有一条路你是可以到那里的。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
you find in the scriptures some experiences which are very opposite to this.
你在圣经里面也看到一些经历是跟这个是相反的。
Remember Daniel?
记得但以理吗?
In Daniel chapter 10,
但以理第10章,
he was given such an end-time vision.
他给了一个末世的一个意象。
From chapter 10 to chapter 12,
第10章到第12章,
but when he saw the Lord,
当他看见主的时候,
you remember what he said?
你记得他怎么说?
He said, my comeliness turned into corruption.
他说我的面貌美貌变成了腐朽。
There is no strength in me anymore.
在他里头没有一点力量。
He fell down as if dead.
他扑倒在地像死了一样。
And this happened not only to Daniel.
这不但是发生在但以理身上。
It happened to Ezekiel.
发生在以西结身上。
And even it happened to John.
甚至于发生在约翰的身上。
So brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹,
I think there is a real lesson for us.
我相信对我们来讲有一个真正的教训。
And the lesson is,
教训就是,
when vision, heavenly vision is given,
当天上的意象给我们的时候,
even though in our spirit we feel we are so uplifted,
虽然我们的灵里面觉得我们这样的被提升了,
but that doesn't mean that we are already there.
但是那不是说我们已经到那里了。
You know, the problem is,
我们的问题是,
when we were given a revelation,
当一个启示给我们,
we thought that we were already there.
我们觉得我们已经在那儿了。
And we got proud of it.
我们变成骄傲了。
Instead of a vision should humble us.
不该是这样,真正的这个意象是要让我们成为谦卑。
Because when we really see what body life is,
当我们真正看见身体的生活是如何,
we begin to realize how far away from it.
那我们就能够真正知道我们距离那个有多远。
How we need to humble before God.
我们需要在神的面前谦卑下来。
And allow him to do his work in us.
让他在我们的里头做事。
And bring us to that vision.
带我们到那个意象。
And make that vision our vocation.
让那个意象成为我们的正业。
So between vision and vocation.
所以从在意象和我们的正业中间。
There is a process.
有一个过程。
There is a way to it.
有一条路。
And the way is the way of the cross.
这个路就是十字架的路。
Don't be frightened by it.
不要害怕。
Because this is the only way, there is no bypass.
因为这是唯一的路，没有捷径可以走。
If you want to see that vision becomes your vocation,
你若是要让这个意象成为你的职业正业，
this is the way of God for you.
这是神给你开的路。
Think of Jacob.
我们想到雅各。
You remember in Genesis chapter 28,
当创世纪第28章，
how he fled from his home.
他从他家里逃开。
And he was in the wilderness.
他在旷野里。
He took a stone as a pillow for the night.
那天晚上他拿一个石头做枕头。
Now I wonder if we take a stone for our pillow, can we really sleep?
我就不知道我们若是真正拿个石头做枕头，我们是不是可以睡觉。
It shows us a very pitiful condition.
那是一个非常可怜的光景。
And there, to his surprise, God revealed himself to him.
让他惊奇的是，就在那个地方，神把自己启示在他里头。
And God showed him what he will do for him.
神告诉他，让他看见神要为他做什么。
He had a wonderful vision of the ladder.
这雅各在那里看见一个美丽的这个天梯的这个意象。
And it reaches to heaven.
就一直通到天。
And angels going down and up on that ladder.
神的天使在那个梯子上上去下来。
And God was at the top and he was at the bottom.
神在梯子的顶上，他在梯子最下面。
So the ladder, they were united into one.
所以梯子就把神和他就放在一起。
And God gave him precious promises.
神给他一个宝贵的应许。
But that vision did not change Jacob.
但是那个意象没有改变雅各。
Now he did set up a pillar.
他的确是放了一个石的柱子。
And he did make a vow.
他在那里也跟神有一个约。
But he was bargaining with God.
但是他实在是跟神讲条件。
If you do this and do that,
你若是做这个做这个，
now I will make you my God.
我就让你做我的神。
I will build a temple for you.
我要为你做一个房子。
That vision didn't change him.
那个意象没有改变他。
But thank God that vision gave him a direction.
但是感谢神，那个意象就给了他一个方向。
And for 20 years, he was under the discipline of God.
在往下的二十年，神就在那里管教他。
And he was such a strong person.
他是这么样一个刚强的人。
So in chapter 32, you find how God wrestled with him.
在第三十二章，你就看见神在跟他摔跤。
And touch his thigh.
就摸到他的腿窝。
You know, in wrestling, the thigh is the most important part of the body.
你知道在摔跤的时候，那个大腿是全身最着力的地方。
And God touched his thigh.
神摸了他的腿窝。
And he was weakened.
他就软弱了。
Then he wrapped himself upon the angel.
他就抱住那个天使。
Bless me.
祝福我。
I will not let you go.
我不会让你走的。
Now, because he knew he was finished.
因为他知道他没路走了。
And unless God bless him, he couldn't live anymore.
若是神不祝福他，他就不能再活了。
And God changed his name.
神把他名字改变了，叫他以色列。
So brothers and sisters, you find there is a process in our life.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见在我们的生活里有这么一个过程。
How can we change from Jacob to Israel?
我们怎么能够改变从雅各到以色列？
How can we be delivered out of ourselves?
我们怎么能够被释放，从自己里头被释放出来？
And be delivered into the Lord.
来让我们被蒙拯救进入主。
How can our vision becomes our vocation?
我们的意向怎么能够变成我们的职业？
The cross has to do its work.
十字架要做它的工作。
So the cross is not a curse. The cross to us is a blessing.
所以十字架不是一个咒诅，十字架是祝福。
So this morning we would like to go into the gymnasium.
所以今天早上我们再一次要进健身房。
And we want to exercise on this matter of the cross.
我们要在十字架这件事情上有一点操练。
How can the cross transform our vision of body life into a vocation of body life?
十字架怎么可以把我们关于身体生活的意向带到身体生活的职业正业里头？
Now when you think of a body life,
当你想到身体生活，
what do you think will be the principles that govern body life?
你想在身体生活里面，那个控制的那个原则是什么？
Now if you turn to Colossians chapter 2,
你若是来到哥罗西书第二章，
verse 19,
第十九节。
Now instead of reading it in a negative way, we'll read it in a positive way.
我们不是从负面来读它，我们是从正的方向来读它。
Holding fast the head, from whom all the body ministered to and united together by the joints and bands increases with the increase of God.
持定元首，全身既然靠着它精结得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
When you come to this matter of body and body life,
当我们来到这关于身体和身体生活这件事，
the first thing you notice is the head and the headship of Christ.
第一个事情你要注意的是头和元首，这就是基督是头，基督是元首这件事。
Without the head, you do not have the body.
没有头，你就没有身体。
Because the body actually comes out of the head.
因为身体是从头出来的。
And it is reunited to the head.
而且它是跟头是连在一起的。
Now we remember when God first created man.
我们记得神创造人的时候。
That was the way that God created.
这是神怎么样创造的。
He created man according to his own image.
他是根据他自己的形象造人的。
Any created male and female.
他造了男，造了女。
So a man is a corporate person.
所以人是一个团体的人。
Man in the real sense is a union of male and female.
人是一个男人和女人共同的成为人。
But when God created,
但是当神造的时候，
you go to Genesis chapter 2.
你去看创世纪第二章。
And again, God will use the red earth to mold a body.
神用土造了一个身体。
Then God breathes his breath into the nostril of that body.
神吹气在那个身体的鼻孔里。
And man became a living soul.
人就成了一个活魂。
Now in the Chinese version, you'll find that man became a living soul with a spirit.
所以我们中文上是说是一个活的魂有一个灵。
Now whether that is in the original or not, I don't know.
我不知道在原文里是不是这样，我不晓得。
But I think the meaning is there.
但是那个意思在哪里？
Because when God created man,
当神造人，
the body is made of red earth.
地身体是从那个地上的红土做的。
But man's spirit comes from the breath of God.
但是人里头的灵是从神的气息里出来的。
And then that makes up the soul, which is the personality.
那个东西就造成了一个魂，就是这个人的一个特性。
Now, do you think that man is now created completely?
你看现在人是不是完全了呢？
No.
还没有。
God said it is not good for man to be alone.
人说神说人独居不好。
I will make him a helpmate.
我要给他一个配偶。
Now how did God do it?
神怎么做呢？
He put Adam to sleep.
他让亚当睡觉。
And did a surgical act.
给他开了一个刀。
But that surgical act has no pain.
但是那个开刀呢不痛的。
Because there was no sin yet.
因为那个时候还没有罪。
So God opened his side.
所以神就把他的旁边打开了。
And took out, we say a rib, but in the original is something.
从里头拿出一点东西。
And he used that something out of Adam to make a woman.
他从亚当身体里面拿了一点东西出来，就造了一个女人。
So when God led Eve to Adam.
所以当神把夏娃带到亚当那里，
Adam said, this is me.
亚当说这就是我。
Because she's out of me.
因为他是从我里头出来的。
And she's united with me into one.
他跟我联合成为一体。
Now that is a type.
这是一个预表。
And the antitype is Christ and his church.
那个实体呢是基督和他的教会。
So you can see that the church comes out of Christ.
所以你可以看见教会是从基督出来的。
It is out of his side.
是从他的身旁出来的。
You remember John how he saw a soldier thrust a spear into the side of our Lord.
你记得约翰亲眼看见一个兵丁拿了枪刺我们主的肋旁。
And out of it comes out blood and water.
从他的肋旁就流出血和水。
Blood to cleanse our sins.
血洗净我们的罪。
Water to give life. To us.
水给我们生命。
So in other words, you find that it is out of Christ the church is born.
所以我们看见是从基督里面教会就生出来。
So the body comes from the head.
因此身体是从头出来的。
And the Bible also said when the body is growing.
圣经同时告诉我们说，当身体长大的时候
，it grows into the head.
它也长到基督，长到头。
Out of the head and grows into the head.
这个身体是从头里面出来的，到后来长大的时候长到头里面。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
，when you think of the body, you have to think of the head first.
当你想到身体的时候，你要先想到头。
It is a wrong thing to put church before Christ.
你若是把教会放在基督的前面，你就错了。
Because the church comes out of Christ.
因为教会是从基督里出来的。
And returns to Christ.
还要回到基督里头。
So when you think of the body, immediately you think of the head.
所以当你想到身体的时候，马上你会想到头。
You know when you look at a person.
你看一个人。
You see the head, you don't see the body.
你看见了头，然后再看见身体。
Because the body is covered.
因为身体是包起来，所以你看不见身体。
And only the head stands out.
你只看见头。
And this is what it should be.
这是应该的，正确的。
You know, when you try to see the body.
当你想要看身体的时候。
And you don't see the head.
你不看头。
Now it's a dead corpse.
那是一个死尸。
So, the head is the first thing that we must hold fast to.
所以头是我们先要持守的。
And because of that, the headship of Christ is a must in body life.
因此在身体的生活里面基督居首位这件事情是一定要有的。
If there is a body of which the head is not Christ.
若是你这里有一个身体，那个头不是基督。
The head is someone else or something else.
这个头是某，是有一个人，什么人，或者这个头是一群东西。
Or even a certain teaching.
或者是一个教条。
You know that it is a departure from the truth.
你就知道这个是在真理以外的。
Because Christ is the head of the body.
因为基督是身体的头。
And being head, now what should be our attitude towards the head?
既然他是头，我们对头的态度应该是如何？
We need to give him absolute obedience.
我们要对他绝对的顺从。
And that is why we find in the scripture.
因此我们在圣经里看见。
We do not begin body life.
我们身体生活不开始，没有开始。
Until we give our bodies a living sacrifice to God.
一直等到我们大家把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
We do not begin body life until consecration is a reality.
我们没有办法开始身体的生活，一直等到我们大家在奉献这件事情上是实际的。
If you are saved,
若是你得救了
，and you do not surrender your life to the Lord,
而不把你的生命降服给主
，you have accepted him as your Savior.
你把他接受作为你的救主
，but you have not given yourself to him and acknowledge him as your Lord.
但是你没有把你自己给他，承认他是你的主。
You do not begin body life.
你还没有开始身体的生活。
Body life begins after our consecration.
身体生活是在我们奉献了以后开始的。
Because if you read Romans 12,
若是你读罗马书第十二章
，Romans 12, the first verse said. I beseech you by the mercies of God to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
罗马书十二章是 Let me get it right.
Yeah, you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
我以神的慈悲劝你们把身体献上当作活祭。
It is holy and acceptable to God.
这个是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
It is a reasonable service.
你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
And you notice here the body is in plural number.
你知道你看到这里这个身体是多数的。
Why? Because every one of us has a body.
因为我们每个人有一个身体。
And every one of us who are redeemed should present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们每一个蒙救赎的人应该把我们自己的身体献上当作活祭给神。
A living sacrifice simply means that as long as you live,You are a sacrifice.
活祭的意思很简单，就是说你活着的时候，你是一个祭。
And what is a sacrifice?
祭是什么呢？
A sacrifice is something that goes out from you and go to God.
祭的意思就是说有一个东西是从你出来的，到神那里去。
Before that, it's yours.
在这个以前是你的。
After that,It's no longer yours.
在这个以后不就就不再是你的了。
Because a sacrifice is to be burned and consumed to ashes.
因为这个祭物啊到处是烧了是变成烟了变成灰了。
That means that you lose yourself.
那就是说你自己失去了。
But as you lose yourself, Christ,Is formed in you.
但是当你失去你自己的时候，基督就在你的里头成形了。
So that is a living sacrifice.
这就是活祭的意思。
Now, when you really give yourself to the Lord,
当你把自己交给主的时候，真正交给主的时候
，give the right of your life to the Lord.
把你自己生命、生活的权利、权柄交给主
，and accepting Him as your Lord, as your head.
你接受他做你的主，做你的头。
Then what happens?
然后呢?
You'll find in Romans 12:5, the body comes forth.
那你就看见从罗马书第十二章第五节，身体就出现
了。And it is a singular number.
那个是一个单数。
The body is one.
身体是一个。
But has many members.
但是有许多的肢体。
The members are many, but the body is one.
肢体虽多，身体只是一个。
So also is the Christ.
基督也是这样。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
without consecration, you won't be able to see the body.
你没有,若是没有奉献的话,你没有,不能看见身体。
And there is no possibility for you to live body life.
你就不可能过一个身体的生活。
Even though you have been saved,
虽然你得救了。
You live as an individual.
你就照一个个人的这样来生活。
You are still self-centered.
你仍旧自我为中心。
You are not body-centered.
你不是以身体为中心。
You are not Christ-centered.
你不是以基督为中心。
So, you remember the famous word of F.B. Meyer.
你记得 F.B. Meyer, 迈尔弟兄所说的一句话。
He was a young man.
他是一个年轻人。
A very, promising minister.
他是一个很有前途的一个牧师。
And one day, C.T. Studd visited him.
有一天 ,Studd 来去那里看他。
It was in Scotland.
在苏格兰。
It was during November.
是11月。
And it was very cold and chilly.
是天气很冷。
But early in the morning,F.B. Meyer noticed that in C.T. Studd's room there was light.
清早，这个 F.B. Meyer 发觉他这个客人 Studd 那个房间里头有灯。
He waited and waited.
他一直等，一直等。
But the light was still there.
那个灯一直是亮的。
But he was afraid something might have happened.
他以为他怕有事情发生。
So he knocked the door.
所以他就敲门。
And C.T. Studd said, "Come in."
但这个 C.T. Studd 就说你进来。
And he went in.
他进去。
And he saw Cephas sitting there.
他看见 Cephas 坐在那里。
Wrap himself with the rug.
那 把他自己那个毯子网包起来。
And he was reading the Bible.
他在那里读圣经。
And if you might ask him, why you are early?
Meyer 就问他说，你这么早起来啊？
He said, I love the Lord.
他说我爱主。
I was searching the scripture.
他说我要在圣经里面找。
For his command.
他看他对我有什么命令。
That I may follow him.
好让我能够跟随他。
Now we search the scripture from promises.
我们搜寻圣经的时候，我们在这里要找应许。
And we are so lazy, we have a promise box.
那我们那么懒，我们在那里放了一个那个应许的箱子。
And just pick a promise.
我们从应许的箱子里拿，看看神对我的应许是什么。
That's how we are.
这就是我们就是这样。
But city stud was different.
但 city stud 不是这样。
And every mile was touched.
Meyer 心里就被这个事情感动了。
He said, you have something I don't have.
他说你有的一个东西我没有。
What's the secret?
这个里头的秘密是什么？
And you know what city stud said?
The city stud 怎么说呢？
He said, have you consecrated yourself?
说你奉献了没有？
Now is to say to a minister, a promising minister, have you consecrated yourself?
你像一个很有前途的一个牧师说，你有没有奉献？
Of course, I have consecrated.
当然我奉献了。
City Stud said, have you give to the Lord one by one everything in your life, hand over?
City Stud 说，你有没有一件一件的事情交给主，完全？
Well, Happy Meyer said, well, I haven't done that.
那 Meyer 说，我还没有做。
Do it.
他说你去做。
And every mile began to give to the Lord one thing after another of his life.
So, Meyer 呢就开始就把自己生命里面一个的东西一个一个一个的交给主。
He had a bundle of keys.
他有一串钥匙。
And every key is to a room in his life.
每一个钥匙是他那个住的地方房间房子里面的一个房间。
The keys one by one to the Lord.
所以他就把那个钥匙一个一个的交给主。
But he kept back a small key.
但是有一个小钥匙他不愿意交给主。
And the Lord said no.
主说不。
He told the Lord.
他跟主说
Just let me keep That small key.
就让我留下这个小钥匙。
To a small room for myself.
是到我这个房子里面的一间小房间。
I will love you doubly.
我要双倍爱你。
The Lord said no.
主说不行。
And the Lord began to walk away.
主就要走了。
Out of desperation.
那他现在没办法。
He cried out.
他就喊叫说。
Lord,Make me willing to be willing.
主啊，求你让我愿意。
I'm not willing, but you make me willing.
主啊，我不愿意，但是求你让我愿意。
And the Lord came back and took the keys all the way.
所以主就回来，就把那个钥匙拿走了。
Because the Lord said,
因为主说
If I am not the Lord of all, I am not Lord.
我若不是你全部的主，我就不是你一点点的主。
And from that on, that day on, you know what happened to every mile.
从那个事情以后，那在你就知道在迈尔身上所发生的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
，we need to see the headship of Christ.
我们需要看见基督是头。
And to see the headship of Christ demands absolute.
我们要看见基督是头，我们必须完全的奉献，完全的降服。
We cannot hold back anything from our head.
我们不能留下任何东西不给主。
You know what Peter did?
你知道彼得怎么做呢？
In Acts chapter 10,
在使徒行传第十章
verse 14,
第十四节
when he saw the vision of the church,
当他看见教会的异象
it is like a sheet coming down from heaven,
就像一个大布从天上下来
and full of animals,
里头有各样的动物和走兽
and the voice said, Peter, rise, kill and eat.
那个声音就说彼得起来宰了吃
And Peter said, Lord, I have never done that.
彼得说我从来没做过这样的事
Anything unclean, I have never touched it.
没所以任何有一个不洁净的东西我从来没碰过
But God said, What God has cleansed, do not consider it as unclean.
主说神所洁净的你不要以为不洁净
But Peter said, Lord, not so.
彼得说主啊不是这样
You are Lord, but not so.
你是主可是你不该这样
And three times,
三次
and the sheet returned to heaven.
然后这个布呢就回到天上去了
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
Is it not true that even in our individual life,
是不是这样呢 就算我们在个人的生活里
We do not let Christ be our head.
我们不让基督做我们的头
And if we do not allow him to be our head,
若是我们不让他做我们的头
How can we be a member of the body of Christ?
我们怎么能够成为他基督身体里面的一个肢体
You know, in our relationship with the Lord,
我们和主之间的关系
It is not our weakness that hinders us.
并不是我们的弱点来成为我们的拦阻
It is our strength that is the problem.
是我们的长处成为我们的问题
And this is not only true with Christ.
这个不只是我们和主和基督之间的问题
This is also true with our relationship with one another.
这也是我们和我们弟兄姊妹中间关系的问题。
Why is it that we cannot submit to one another in the body?
为什么在基督的身体里面我们不能够彼此顺服
？It is because of our strength.
因为我们的长处。
Not because of our weakness.
不是因为我们的短处，不是因为我们的弱点。
We think we are right.
我们觉得我们是对的。
And we stand on it.
我们就站在那个立场上。
We will not give in anyway.
我们不愿意放弃任何东西。
And for that reason,
因为这个缘故
we cannot submit to one another.
我们彼此不能顺服。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
you find the headship of Christ is through the whole body.
你看基督居首位的这件事情是要在我们全身的。
It is just like a physical body.
就像我们的身体一样。
How is our head? To control our whole body.
我们头怎么样来控制我们身体
He controls the whole body from the nervous system.
他从我们的这个神经的系统来管制我们所有的身体
And through that nervous system,
经过那个神经系统
He joins every member of the body to the head.
他把我们身体各样的肢体都和头连在一起
And in the body of Christ,
在基督的身体里
How Christ becomes the head of the body.
基督怎么样成为身体的头
It is not that every member related directly to the head.
并不是我们所有的肢体是直接的跟头连在一起。
Suppose 100 members all related directly to the head.
就是有100个肢体直接都是跟头连在一起。
Now you see a monster.
那你就看见了一个这个怪物。
You said, you see, my neck is connected to my head.
那个你的那个脖子跟脸说我的脖子是直接跟头连在一起。
And my arms is related to my neck.
那我的手臂是跟我的脖子连在一起。
And so on and so forth.
所以全身都是这样。
So the head through the nervous system controls every member of the body.
所以我们的头经过神经控制全身。
And sometimes it has to go through other members before it reaches you.
所以这个东西这个神经要经过有的经过其他的肢体才跑到你身上。
And if you do not submit yourself to one another, it cannot reach you.
若是我们不彼此顺服的话，那这个头的意思不能到我们里头。
So we have to learn how to submit to one another.
因此我们必须学习怎么样彼此顺服。
We need to humble ourselves.
我们需要谦卑下来。
Prefer our brothers more than we are.
看我的弟兄比我强。
But it is our strength that isolates us.
但是 是我们的，若是我我顺服的话，是我的强处，是我的力，是我的长处。
I remember Brother Li said.
我记得倪弟兄说。
When you come to the church.
当你来到教会的时候。
The first thing for you to do.
你第一个要做的是。
Is not to find who is to submit to me.
不是第一要找谁应该向我顺服。
Is to find whom should I submit to.
应该找我应该向谁顺服。
I submit to him because Christ is in him.
我向他顺服，因为基督在他里面。
There is more of Christ in him.
在他里头有更多的基督。
I submit to him because I submit to Christ.
我向他顺服，因为我向基督顺服。
And only when we have that kind of spirit,
只有当我们里头的灵是这样，
we are able to live body life.
我们可以过一个身体的生活。
Otherwise, you can only live an individualistic life.
不然的话，你只能过一个个人的生活。
So the headship of Christ is a reality in the body of Christ.
因此，基督居首位，在基督的身体里面必须是一个实际。
Now this is the first point.
这是第一点。
The second point.
第二点。
As you think of the body of Christ,
当你想到基督的身体，
you see the unity.Of the body.
你看见身体的合一。
The wonder of the body is, it is one body, but many members.
这基督身体的奇妙的地方就是，虽然是一个身体，但是许多的肢体。
Even though many bodies, but many members, but one body.
许多的肢体，众多的肢体，但是只有一个身体。
It is united.In one.
是合一的。
You remember in Ephesians chapter 4.
我们记得在以弗所书第四章。
And we find that how we need to, how we need to walk worthy of the calling wherewith we have been called.
在这里我们就说我们应该应该要蒙召就要
蒙召的
我们
蒙召的行者
蒙召的
行者与
行走于
蒙召的相称
与蒙恩的相称与蒙所蒙的召相称
Yeah. How we need to walk worthy of the calling wherewithYe have been called.
在这里，我们既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Now, what is our calling here?
我们的蒙的召是什么呢？
Our calling here is we are called to be the body of Christ.
我们这里蒙的召是什么呢？就是说，蒙召作为基督的身体。
And how are we going to walk worthy of that calling?
我们怎么样行事为人？与所蒙的那个招相称。
And that is body life.
那这个就是基督的身体的。
Now the first thing is in chapter verse 3.
第一就是在第三节。
Using diligence to keep the unity of the spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
竭力保守基督所赐合而为一的心，就是和平，靠着和平彼此联络。
Using diligence to keep the unity of the spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
竭力保守基督所赐合而为一的心。和平
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
The unity of the Spirit.
圣灵里的合一。
The unity of the Spirit is something already given.
灵里的合一是已经给了我们的。
Every believer, every member of the body of Christ.
每一个信徒，每一个基督身体里面的肢体。
Has this unity of the Spirit.
已经有了灵的合一，灵里的合一。
And the unity of Spirit is described in verse 4 and 5 and 6.
灵里的合一是在第四节、五节、六节。
There is one body and one spirit, as ye have been also called in one hope of your calling.
身体只有一个，灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望。
Why is it there is only one body?
为什么只有一个身体？
Because you remember, it is in one spirit we have been baptized into one body.
因为是在一个灵里面，我们被浸成一个身体。
Whether Jews or Gentiles.
你是犹太人，或者你是外邦人。
Whether bondman or freeman.
或者你是自由人，或者你是奴隶。
And we are all to drink of one spirit.
我们都饮于同一个圣灵。
So when you think of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们想到圣灵的时候。
He gives us one body.
他给我们一个身体。
And the Holy Spirit who dwells in us is one spirit.
在我们里头的圣灵是同一个圣灵。
He dwells in you, he dwells in me.
他住在你里头，住在我里头。
But it's the same spirit.
但是是同一个圣灵。
And it is the same one hope of the calling.
是同有一个指望。
And what is the one hope of the calling?
那同有一个那个指望是什么呢？
To be his bride.
是作为他的心腹。
When the body is grown, fully grown, then we become the bride of the Lamb.
当身体长成的时候，我们就成为羔羊的心腹。
So in one spirit, you find we are one.
所以在一个灵里面，你看见我们是合一的。
And then you find one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
我们再看见一主、一信、一喜。
Our Lord Jesus is one.
我们的主耶稣是一。
And our faith is one.
我们的信是只有一个。
And that points that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
也就是说你是基督永生神的儿子。
And then you find one baptism.
你看见一个洗。
We have been baptized unto Christ.
我们是受洗归入基督。
So this we all share.
这是我们共同有的。
And then one Lord, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in us all.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
We share the same Father.
我们有同一个父。
We believe in the same God.
我们相信同一个神。
So in the triune God, the unity of the Spirit has already been given.
在三而一的神里面，我们这个灵里的合一已经给了我们。
And this is something we need to keep diligently.
这是我们要竭力保守的。
Why?
为什么？
Because the enemy is trying to destroy the unity.
因为仇敌是要在这里要毁灭这个合一。
He will use every means to destroy the unity of the Spirit.
他要用任何的办法，所有的办法来毁灭灵里面的一。
So unless we keep it and diligently keep it, we may lose it.
若是我们不保守，若是不竭力的保守，我们会失去的。
And then you find in verse 13.
然后你看在第13节。
Until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, at the full grown man and the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So you find there are two mentioning of unity.
所以在这里合一有两个地方说到。
Verse 3 unity of the spirit.
第三节是灵里的合一。
Verse 13, it is the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
第十三节是真道上的合一，还有认识神的儿子的这事情上的合一。
The unity of the spirit has already been given.
灵的合一已经给了。
And the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of Son of God is to arrive at.
那个这个真道的合一，还有对于基督认识的合一，是要我们走到走去的。
So you find it is like a rod of two ends.
好像这里你看见一个棍子有两边。
The beginning is the unity of the Spirit.
开始的地方是灵的合一。
The end is the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
到了头上，到另外一头是真道的合一，还有认识基督的合一。
Now how are you going to move from one end to the other end?
你怎么从一头走到另外一头？
Keep diligently the unity of the Spirit.
是要竭力保守灵里面的合一。
And in the process,
在这个过程当中,
it is fellowship.
是交通。
Fellowship is not based on light. Fellowship is based on life.
交通不是根据光，交通是根据生命。
Fellowship is based on light and increased in light.
交通是根据生命，但是根据光来增长。
But fellowship does not depend based on light.
但是交通不是根据，不是靠着那个光。
One faith and the faith are different.
一个真信，一信还有那信是有不同的。
One faith refers to that simple faith in the Lord Jesus.
那个一信是指到在基督里面那个简单的信心。
We believe he is Christ, the Son of the living God.
我们相信他是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And that saves us.
那个就让我们得救。
The faith refers to the whole truth.
那信仰是说到整个的真道。
Whatever has been revealed to us in the Bible.
就是圣经里面向我们启示的。
We have one faith.
我们有一信。
But we have not yet got to the faith.
可是我们还没有达到那信。
The unity of the faith.
就是说在那个信里面的一个合一。
Because with some people, you have some understanding of the truth this way, and with other people, they may have understanding of the truth another way.
就是对于某一些人说，他们对于真道是这样的领会，对于另外一些人说，他们对真道是那样的领会。
We have not come to a unity yet.
我们在这件事上还没有达到合一。
This is something to arrive at.
这是要我们慢慢达到的。
And we have not come into that unity of the knowledge of the Son of God yet.
我们还没有达到关于神儿子基督的认识。
The knowledge,
上面的合一。
The knowledge here is full knowledge, epignosis.
这个认识是一个全备的认识。
Your experience of Christ is limited.
你对基督的经历是有限的。
My experience of Christ is limited.
我对基督的经历是有限的。
And we have differences.
我们在这里有不同。
So we haven't arrived at that unity yet.
所以我们还没有在这里达到那个合一。
Now how can we, from the unity of the Spirit, arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God?
我们怎么从灵里面的合一要达到这个真道，还有认识基督的合一？
By diligently keep the unity of the Spirit.
靠着我们竭力保守 灵里面的合一。
Do not allow our differences in teaching, in doctrine, and experience to divide us.
不要让我们所教导的，我们的还有这个教条，还有我们的经历，来成为我们分的原因。
Continue to fellowship with all those who believe in the Lord Jesus.
继续与所有相信耶稣基督的人有交通。
Share whatever God has shown you.
分享神所启示给你的一切的事。
But never insist that others have to believe or do the same thing.
不要坚决的要求别人所相信的必须跟你一样。
If he does not, we have no fellowship.
若是他不相信你所相信的那个细节，比如说好，我们没有交通。
Then we will never arrive at the unity of the faith.
那我们不可能达到在真道上的合一。
Be open.
打开。
Be faithful to what God has shown you.
神所教给你的，你对那件事情上忠心。
But do not close the door what you have not had.
就是，可是对于你所神所还没有教给你的，你不要把那个门关上。
And we continue to fellowship with one another.
继续的与弟兄姊妹们交通。
Maintaining the unity of the Spirit.
持守圣灵里面的合一。
And eventually, we will arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
那最后，我们会达到真道上的合一，而且达到对于神儿子基督认识上的合一。
So this is something that is important to body life.
所以这个对于身体的生活来讲是非常重要的。
Today, the body of Christ is so divided.
那今天基督的身体是这么样的分门别类。
Not because our basic faith and experience of Christ is different.
那并不是说因为我们基本的信仰还有我们的经历有什么大不同。
But because our interpretation of the Bible and our experience of Christ are different.
但是是因为我们对于圣经的解释还有我们对于基督的经历是有不一样。
And because of such differences, we cut off one another.
因为这个不同，我们就彼此不交通了。
We won't have fellowship.
我们不要交通了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
that's the flesh.
这是我们的肉体。
It has to go to the cross.
这肉体必须钉十字架。
And then you will find the body life.
那里，然后你会发觉，你会发现身体的生活。
And then thirdly,
第三。
The universal priesthood of believers.
就是所有信徒都是priesthood, 都是祭司。
We turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Yourselves also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
你们来到主面前也就像活石被建造成为灵宫做圣洁的祭司借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And verse 9.
还有第九节。
But ye are a chosen race, a kingly priesthood, a holy nation, a people for a possession, that ye might set forth the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness to his wonderful light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Now, brothers and sisters, we all know this.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道。
That as members of the body of Christ, we are all priests.
我们作为基督身体的肢体，我们都是祭司。
There is no division of laity and the sacred class.
没有所谓的圣品阶级还有laity平信徒的分别。
We are all priests.
我们都是祭司。
And as priests, we are to offer spiritual sacrifices.
我们既然是祭司，我们就要献上灵祭。
In other words,
换句话说，
as members of the body of Christ, we all have functions.
作为基督身体的肢体，我们都有功用。
Our functions vary.
我们的功用不同，都不同。
But our purpose is one.
但是我们的目的是一个。
It is not to build up my work, it is to build up the body of Christ.
不是来建造我的工作，而是也建造基督的身体。
And our being priests is not in a separate individual way.
作为祭司，我们不是各搞各的，做自用自己的办法。
It is a priesthood.
是整体的祭司。
Now what is a priesthood?
所以整体的祭司什么意思呢
？Priesthood simply means this.
这意思是这个。
There is a high priest.
那有一个大祭司。
And under the direction of the high priest.
这大祭司的带领底下。
All the priests were served together.
所有的祭司在一同侍奉。
We are told that in the old days.
我们知道在以前。
In the temple service.
在圣殿里面
early in the morning
清早的时候
the priests were gathered in a room
所有的祭司在一个房间里面聚集
and there they will take the what you call it
抽签 they will take a lot
lot
yeah
they will take the lot
他们在那里抽签
and wherever the lot falls, then that is what that priest is going to do this day.
就那个签若是要掉，要给这个祭司抽到了，那这个祭司今天就做那件事。
Because in those days the Holy Spirit has not been dwell in them.
因为在那个时候圣灵还没有住在人的心里。
But today, we are under the high priest of our Lord Jesus.
但是今天耶稣基督是我们的大祭司。
And how does he exercise his high priesthood?
他怎么样来尽他这个大祭司的功用呢
?Through the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵。
So the Holy Spirit fills the body.
就经过圣灵，这个圣灵呢，他充满了在这个身体里头。
And he is in every member of the body.
他在每一个肢体里头。
So under the direction of the head, the high priest, we, under his order, we work coordinately.
所以在这个大祭司就是头的底下，我们每个人都根据他的给我们的指示来做事。
Christian service is not an independent service.
所以基督徒的侍奉不是一个独立的侍奉。
Christian service is serving in the body according to the order of the high priest.
基督徒的侍奉是在身体里面侍奉，是根据大祭司的命令来侍奉。
Our service is in the body and for the body.
我们的侍奉是在身体里头，是为了身体。
It is not outside of the body and independent.
不是说在身体以外独立的。
You know, in the book of Judges, chapter 18,
在士师记第十八章
the first time that the children of Israel has an idol worship set up as long as the house of God in Shiloh is in Judges, chapter 18.
在以色列的百姓是在士师记第十八章第一次在示罗那里有祭拜偶像的事。
The temple at that time, the tent, tabernacle at that time was in Shiloh.
那个会幕是在示罗。
But the grandson of Moses, Jehonathan,
耶和华，对不起，摩西的孙子。
He left his place.
他离开了他的身位。
Tried to find a place of service.
他要找一个地方能侍奉。
And you remember how he became the priest of one household?
他就开始变成一家的那个祭司。
And later on, he became the priest of one tribe then.
然后他就变成了但族的祭司。
And the Bible said, as long as the tabernacle is in Shiloh, therein then is another kind of worship.
就是所有在会幕在示罗的时候，在但有另外一个侍奉，那个另外一个侍奉。
So a priest is supposed to be connected with the temple.
祭司是应该与圣殿是连在一起。
When it is separated from the temple, it's disastrous.
当他离开了这个圣殿的侍奉的话，就变成了一个大的问题。
Because when you are serving in the temple, there is a coordination.
因为你在圣殿里面侍奉的时候，这里有彼此的配搭。
It is not independent.
这不是个人的。
And at the same time, you find it's under the direction of the high priest Christ.
同时呢，你发觉你是在大祭司的引导底下。
And in order that this be true,
要让这件事情是真的，
the cross has to work deeply in our lives.
十字架要在我们的生活里面做更深的工作。
That we do not despise other members.
而让我们不轻看其他的肢体。
That we do not lift ourselves as if I don't need anybody else.
让我们不要过一个生活好像是我不需要任何人。
That we will prefer one to another.
那我喜欢这个，我不喜欢那个。
And we will learn to submit to one another.
让我们可以学着彼此顺服。
And learn to work together.
学着大家在一起工作。
Under restraint.
在有一个限制里头。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
This is how the body life comes forth.
这个是这是身体的生活怎么样能够实现。
And finally.
最后。
The bond of perfectness is love.
这个要让我们完全的那个那个关系呢是爱。
That you find in First Corinthians chapter 13.
这个是你林前十三章可以找到。
You know, First Corinthians chapter 13 is on love.
第林前十三章讲到爱。
It is agape love.
是神的爱。
But it is love in the body.
但是这个是在身体里面的爱。
We know God is love.
我们知道神是爱。
But here you find the love is in relation to the body.
但是这里你看见的爱呢是与身体有关的。
Because chapter 12 speak of the body.
因为12章说到身体。
Chapter 14 speak of how the body meets.
14章呢说到身体怎么样聚会。
And chapter 13 show us the more excellent way.
那第13章呢就说到最妙更妙的道。
So, brothers and sisters, when we think of body life, love, first love, must be the force behind it.
当我们想到身体的生活，那起初的爱，就是那神的爱，必须是后面推动的力量。
If we lost that first love,Then even though we may go on and on and on, God finds it unacceptable.
若是我们失去了那个起初的爱，我们可以做很多很多，继续做很多的事情，神不接受。
Because it's all becoming something outward.
因为它慢慢的变成了外面的事情。
The most important thing is to have that first love.
最要紧的事情是要有那个起初的爱。
It is the love of Christ that constrains us.
是基督的爱激励我。
It is to have us filled with the love of God.
是让我们能够充满了神的爱。
Our human love is limited.
我们人的爱是有限的。
But God's love is everlasting.
神的爱是永远的。
So you find the description of this love is very different.
所以你在这里看见他对于爱的描写
是不一样的。He says love has long patience.
他说爱是恒久忍耐。
And in David's version, he says love suffers long.
达比的那个翻译是说爱是长久受苦。
Why?
为什么？
We think when we gather together, it is to enjoy ourselves.
当我们聚在一起的时候，我们觉得，哎，我们来可以在这里享受了。
But the truth is,
可是真理是什么？
The closer we are, the more suffer we are.
当我们距离越近，我们就越受苦。
We step upon each other.
我们就踩了每个人的脚。
We disagree with each other.
我们彼此不同意。
We hurt one another.
我们彼此受伤。
Now, what do you do?
你怎么办？
Love suffers long.
爱长久受苦。
In order to have body life, there must be love.
因为要有身体的生活呢，我们必须要有爱。
When you eat, did you ever bite your tongue?
当你吃东西的时候，有没有咬过舌头？
And the tongue said, well, I quit.
舌头说算了，我不做了。
No.
不可能的。
The tongue said, I will endure it.
那舌头说我长久受苦。
And I will continue to help.
那我要继续的来帮助。
We think the tongue is only for speaking.
我们说舌头只是说话用的。
No, more than that.
可是不止这样。
When you eat, you need the tongue.
当你吃饭你是需要舌头。
If you don't have the tongue, you have your fingers to move the food.
你若是没有舌头的话，你不知道你的那个吃的东西往哪里跑。
The tongue, it seems, not doing its own work.
若是舌头不做它的事。
Because his own work is speaking.
因为说他的工作是说话。
But he is helping.
但是他是在那里帮忙。
And when he is helping, he suffers.
当他帮忙的时候，他受苦。
But he does not quit.
但是他不放弃。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
My tongue is still in my mouth.
我的舌头还在我的嘴里。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
love suffers long.
爱长久受苦。
And is kind.
是恩慈。
Not only you suffer, but you repay it with kindness.
不但你受苦，那你拿出来的是慈爱。
It is not eye for an eye.
并不是说以眼还眼。
It is not that I will bite my teeth and say I endure.
并不是说我在那里咬牙切齿在那里忍耐。
He said, I'm kind to you.
你说我对你是恩慈的。
No matter how you treat me,
不管你怎么对我，
I still love you.
我仍旧爱你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
this is body life.
这是身体的生活。
So, the most important principle in body life is love.
所以在身体生活里面最重要的原则是爱。
We don't have it.
我们没有。
But he is.
但是他是爱。
So let us go to him.
所以让我们来到他面前。
And allow his love to melt us.
让他的爱把我们融化。
That we may be able to love the Lord with all our hearts and love one another as he loves us.
好让我们可以用全心来爱主，好让我们能够爱弟兄姊妹。像他爱我们一样。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
without spiritual exercise,
若是没有属灵操练，
without bearing the cross,
若是不愿意背十字架，
there is no possibility of body life.
身体生活不可能。
But with spiritual exercise,
但是若是有属灵的操练，
and willing to take up the cross and follow the Lord.
愿意拿起十字架来跟随主。
Then our vision will turn to vocation.
那么我们的意向就可以变成我们的职业。
It is not for ourselves.
不是为了我们自己。
It is for the glory of God.
是为了神的荣耀。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Dear Lord, we do pray that we do not come here to listen for other people.
亲爱的主啊，我们祷告，我们来这里不是听别人怎么说。
Pray for other people.
我们要是彼此代祷。
We do pray that we may hear it ourselves.
我们可是我们更要是我们愿意说我们自己听见。
We pray that thou will humble us.
主啊，我们祷告说我们要谦卑下来。
That in due time you may exalt us.
到了时候也让我们升高。
We give thee all the glory.
我们给你所有的荣耀。
In thy precious name.
靠你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.